بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. الحمد لله, this is our 33rd session from Medina Book 1, and today we are going to be doing the test lesson. That's what it's called, the test lesson. Test means what? اختبار. نعم. So, عليكم السلام. نعم. There's no water? Where's Khaled at? Anybody seen Khaled?
Maybe it's on there. Is there no water there? Let's sit aside. You sure? There's no water.
No, they were working over there a couple of days ago. I was on Friday. And the people didn't finish it, they just left. And Imam, I asked Imam about it. He said the people are going to come tomorrow morning, Saturday, and finish it. As far as I know, that's what was supposed to have happened. Now, what actually happened, I don't have a clue. I don't have any idea whatsoever. They're going to use it. Come in. Yeah. We have no choice in the matter. Just make sure there's nobody in there. Okay, inshallah, somebody make sure that try to keep anybody out of the brother's bathroom. Okay.
So what if we do every time somebody goes to the bathroom? Not that
one. Somebody's in there now.
When they come out,
put
a chair there.
Okay, can somebody take care of that? When somebody comes out, let them know that it's free, inshallah. طيب. Hanif, if you can just let your wife know what's happening, alright? That we're going to try to keep the bathroom free, so if they need to use it, inshallah. Tayyib, bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. Again, this is our lesson number 21, our 33rd session from Medina Book 1. The lesson that we have today, as everyone, inshallah, is aware, lesson number 21, if you look at the key, English key in the back of the book on page 55, it says, this is a test, T-E-S-T, lesson. There's no new construction in it. There are about 5 new words, and they are the following. Okay, so there's no grammatical points or anything new that we're going to take in this lesson. Rather, there's a dialogue in the beginning of the lesson, and we're going to read that dialogue, and we're going to try to examine it grammatically, the i'rab, or the grammatical positions of the words. And then we're going to do the exercises. There's only 3 exercises in this lesson, so we're going to spend as much time as possible. We're going to spend as much time as possible dealing with the actual dialogue that's in the beginning of the lesson. Before we start to read the lesson, does anybody have any questions from the homework, from the lesson, the previous lesson, 19? Or lesson 20, dealing with the numbers. If there's any question about that, we could deal with that first, and then we'll go on to read the lesson. Any questions? Okay, then perhaps, if you have no questions, then maybe I should ask some questions. In the last 2 lessons, 19 and 20, we dealt with the numbers from 3 to 10. The system of numbering from 3 to 10. And we also talked about the numbers 1 and 2. But what we are mainly concerned about are the numbers from 3 to 10. So, if somebody can tell me, give me some idea, how do the numbers work? Any of the rules related to numbers from 3 to 10? Now. Okay, that's the first thing. The adad and the ma'adud. What do we mean by adad? The number, and the ma'adud, the thing that's numbered, that we are counting. Okay, he said that the first rule is that the adad and the ma'adud are opposite in gender. So if the number Or I should say, if the ma'adud is masculine, then the number will be feminine. It will have tarmabuta on it. And if the ma'adud is feminine, then the number will be masculine. It will not have tarmabuta on the end of it. Okay, so that's the first rule. What else? Another rule. Now. Okay, that the relation between the adad, the number, and the ma'adud, the thing that is being numbered or counted, the relationship between them is relationship of al-idafa. Al-idafa. That is, mudafun and mudafun ilayh. Mudafun and mudafun ilayh. So the number is mudaf, and the thing that we are counting, that we are numbering, is mudafun ilayh. Now, one more thing. So what from that, what can we say? If they are in idafa, what else can we say about it? Okay, so the number, the first part of the idafa construction, never takes alif lam or tanween. So it's not going to have alif lam, it's not going to have tanween. Now. And the mudafun ilayh, the second part of the construction, is going to be, what did you say? Huh? Oh, kasratain. It's going to be majroor. The mudafun ilayh is always majroor, okay? What else can we say about the numbers? Anything else we said about the numbers now? Huh? Okay, there are some exceptions. Okay, like, for example? Okay, so he said that if we have a ma'adud, a thing that we are counting that is feminine, if the thing that we are counting is feminine, then the number is going to be masculine. And that number, unlike the other numbers, is not going to have a vowel, a dhamma on it if it was marfu'un, but rather it's going to take kasratain. Okay, it's going to take kasratain. Yeah. Well, that is if it's not an idafa. If it's not an idafa, it should have a vowel, it should have a tanween, but instead of the tanween being dhamma, it's going to be kasratain because of the deletion of the ya on the end of it. The number, the ya is going to be deleted from the number 8. So instead of saying thamaniyu, we're going to say thamanin. Thamanin. It's going to take like this. Okay, what else about the number 10? What did we say about the number 10? Now, that the number 10, when it's feminine, it has fatta. You say ashara. Ashara, on the ayn there's fatta, on the sheen there's fatta, on the ra there's fatta. Asharatun. But when we have the feminine, masculine number, then the sheen, the second letter, takes a sukoon. So you say ashrun. Ashrun. Okay, so this is a basic summary of the numbers. The main, most important thing about the numbers, the adad and the ma'adud are opposite in gender. The relationship between the adad and ma'adud is al-idafa. They are an idafa, mudafun, mudafun ilayh. And this means that the mudafun ilayh, the second part of the construction, is always majroor. As far as the first part of the construction, the number itself, it could be marfu'un, could be mansubun, or it could be what? Could be marfu'un, it could be mansubun, or it could be majroorun. Could be any case, depending on how it came in the sentence. If it's the object of a preposition, it's going to be majroor. If it's the object of a verb, the maf'ulun bi, it's going to be mansub. And if there's nothing acting upon it, it's the subject of the sentence or the fa'il, then it's going to be marfu'un. So these are some of the rules that we went over with the numbers in the last two lessons, 19 and 20. And again, I just remind everyone to please review the numbers from time to time until... they stick in your mind and the rules become simple and easy. Otherwise, numbers are going to be a problem. As we go on, we're going to take numbers from 11 to 99, and there are different rules for those numbers. Different rules. And the numbers for 100 and 1,000 also have its own rules. So I'm saying to you now that if you practice with these numbers regularly, frequently, as much as possible, inshallah the rules will stick with you. When we take the new set of rules, It won't be confusing to you. But if you don't work with these numbers, when you take the next set of numbers, then it's going to be confusion between them. So I advise you to please practice with them as much as possible. Okay, to the lesson for today. Lesson number 21. As I said, this is a test lesson. Meaning, and the purpose of this lesson is to review what we have taken up until now. Okay, and we've dealt with a lot of things. From amongst the most important things that we have dealt with up until now is, for example, al-idafa. What are the rules for mudafa ilayh? More recently, we just went over now, in the last two lessons, the numbers. We also had plurals, rules related to plurals. Rules related to plurals that are ghayra aqil. We had na'at and man'oot. What are the rules for the na'at and man'oot, the thing that's being described, and the description of the adjective that's describing? All of these are things that we have taken previously, and we might see any one of these things in the lesson today. Rules related to the pronouns, the dhamair, and other than that. So, I hope that as we go through this reading, inshallah, that if you have read it for homework, and reviewed it carefully and examined it and went over it, then inshallah we should get some benefit out of this review today. Part of the homework though was not only to write out the exercises from the previous lessons, but also was to write out the dialogue. Write out the dialogue for this lesson. And if you have written it out, please, before we leave today, give it to me with your name on it so that I can check it and write some comments on your paper, inshallah, for next time. So if there are any sisters that have written out this lesson 21, please, before you leave, send it up to us. And likewise for the brothers, if you have written this lesson out before you leave, give it to me with your name on it. Alright, let's look at the dialogue, not a dialogue, the text, I mean. It's not a dialogue this time, it's just a story. It's a story about my school, Madrasati. So let's look at this story on page 114 of the Arabic text of the book, on page 114 and 115. Okay, on the top of the page we have Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. The 21st lesson. It's entitled Madrasati. What is the meaning of Madrasati? My school. My school. Madrasati. My school. Tayyib. We're going to read this lesson, we're going to translate the lesson, and we're also going to explain at various stages, we're going to explain the grammatical rules related to these things, okay? So, first and foremost, we want to make sure that we comprehend what we have read in terms of the vocabulary and comprehension of the sentence structures and grammatical matters. That's the first thing. We want to make sure that we comprehend what we're reading. And the second part of it is understanding all the grammatical rules that we find in this lesson from what we have taken previously. So pay attention to the grammatical rules as we read. Okay, from the top of the page, madrasati. هذه madrasati. هي قريبة من المسجد. هي مدرسة كبيرة. لها ثلاثة أبواب. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Let's try to focus today carefully, okay? Okay, what's the meaning of هذه مدرستي? This is my school. This is my school. هي قريبة من المسجد. Say it one more time. Okay, it is close or it is near to the masjid. It is near or close to the masjid. Here is referring back to what? The school. Jayyid. Here, qareebatun min al-masjid. Here, madrasatun kabiratun. Meaning? It is a big school. Madrasatun kabiratun. Laha thalathatu abwabin. It has three doors. Abwabuha maftuhatun al-ana. The doors are open? Is that what abwabuha means? The doors? Huh? Its doors. Abwabuha. Its doors are open right now. Abwabuha. Its doors are open right now. Ha is referring back to what? Al-madrasa. Madrasa is feminine. So we're using a feminine pronoun to refer back to the madrasa. Its doors, it referring to the madrasa. Its doors are open right now. Tayyib. Question. In this sentence, hiya madrasatun kabiratun. What is the i'rab, the grammatical position of kabiratun? It's a not. It's a not describing madrasa, which is man'ut. Naam. It's a not describing madrasa. Tayyib. What is the relationship between thalathatu and abwabin? Mudaf and mudafun ilayhi. Jayyid. Next paragraph. في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. هذا فصلنا وهو فصل واسع. I'll stop there. في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. What is the meaning? In the school, there are many classrooms or many classes. Naam. هذا فصلنا. This is our class or our classroom in this case. وهو فصل واسع. And it is a spacious classroom. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. In it, there are what? Two big or large windows. وفيه مكاتب وكراسي. And in it are tables, plural, and chairs, plural. وفيه سبورة كبيرة. And in it is a big what? Chalkboard. Naam. Or board, whatever. Sabura, naam. Chalkboard, blackboard, whiteboard, some kind of board, right? هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه. هذا مكتب المدرس. This is the desk of the teacher, or the teacher's desk. وذاك كرسيه. And that is his chair. وتلك مكاتب الطلاب وكراسيهم. نعم. طيب. That is مكاتب الطلاب means what? The desk plural of the students, or the students' desk. وكراسيهم. And their chairs. مكتب المدرس كبير ومكتب الطلاب صغيرة. نعم. The teacher's desk, or the desk of the teacher, is big, is large. And the desk, plural, of the students are small. Or the students' desk are small. طيب. There are a lot of points in this paragraph. Okay, we'll take a few of them. For example, what is the i'rab? في المدرسة فصول كثيرة. What is the i'rab of المدرسة? مجرور. Why is it مجرور? Because of the harf جار في. ف في المدرسة. في is حرف جاء, مدرسة is مجرور, اسم مجرور. فصول كثيرة. What is the إعراب of كثيرة؟ It's مرفوع. نعم. It's not. It's a not. نعم. It's a not describing فصول. فصول is masculine or feminine? Masculine. نعم. It's masculine. So why is the not describing it feminine? غير عاقل. فصول is the plural of فصل. فصل is masculine, but it's فصول, it's a plural for something that's غير عاقل. It's not human. It's not human. It's inanimate thing. Therefore, we say that the plurals for animals and inanimate things and concepts, the plurals for them are referred to by pronouns and adjectives and ism ishara that are feminine singular. So fusulun kathiratun. Kathira is feminine singular because fusul is a plural for ghayru aqil. Fil madrasati fusulun kathiratun. Hada fasluna wa huwa faslun wasi'un. Fihi nafidatani kabiratani. Naam. Wa fihi makatibu wa karasiyu. Naam. Fihi makatibu وَقَرَاسِيُّ. نعم. مكاتب. What can we say about this? Huh? Okay, it's a plural. It's a gem for مكتب. Is it definite or indefinite? مكاتب. It's indefinite. It's indefinite, so why doesn't it have تنوين? It's ممنوع من الصرف. نعم. Mafail, the wazn mafail, is a broken plural wazn. Mafail, it's a broken plural wazn that is mamnu' min as-sarf. When you have a broken plural that's on the wazn, mafail, like makatib, then like masajid and so on, these broken plurals on this pattern are mamnu' min as-sarf. Mamnu' min as-sarf means that what? Doesn't take tanween. And okay, and it doesn't take kasra, so if it is majroor, then it will not take kasra, right? It will take fatha. Whereas in a mamnoon and a sarf, they don't take kasra, unless they are in certain cases. There are some exceptions, but generally they don't take kasra. Now, طيب في مكاتب وكراسي وفي سبورة كبيرة هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه تلك مكاتب الطلاب وكراسيهم. طيب in the final sentence of this paragraph, مكتب المدرس كبير ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. The final sentence of this paragraph, of the second paragraph, مكتب المدرس كبير means what? The teacher's desk, or the desk of the teacher is large or big. ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة meaning? And the desk of the students is small. Okay. In this sentence, مكتب المدرس كبير. What is the إعراب of كبير? Is it a fa'il, fa'il, a maf'ulun bi, mubtada, khabar? What is it?
It's a not.
It's a not. He says not. Anybody have a different answer?
I say it's a khabar.
He says it's a khabar. Huh? Khabar? Fine. If it's a khabar, if it is a khabar, what is the mubtada in this sentence? Maktab. So then what is al-mudarris then? If maktab is the mubtada, what is mudarris? Khabar? They just said that kabir is the khabar. Okay, remember, this is a jumla ismiya, right? This is a jumla ismiya. It begins with an ism. What is a jumla ismiya? It's a sentence that begins with an ism, a noun. A jumla fi'liya is a sentence that begins with a fi'l, a verb, right? So this is a jumla ismiya, it begins with a noun. A jumla ismiya is composed of a mubtada and a khabar. It's composed of a mubtada and a khabar. A jumla fi'liya is composed of a fi'l, a fa'il, and a maf'ulun bi. or it might be just a fail and a fail without a mafulun bi. It doesn't always have to have a mafulun bi. It depends on what kind of verb it is. But generally speaking, we say it's fa'il, fa'il, maf'ulun bi. Fa'il is the verb, fa'il is the subject, the doer of the action, the maf'ulun bi is the object of the action. Okay, these are two types of sentences. This is basic grammar that we're talking about right here now. Two types of sentences in Arabic, jumla ismiya, jumla fa'liya. Alright? This one begins with an ism, so it's a jumla ismiya. A jumla ismiya is composed of a mubtada and a khabar. So what I'm asking you about here now is what is the mubtada and what is the khabar? Okay, you already gave me some answers now. Let's just make sure that the answers that you gave are correct. I'm going to ask you again now. I'm not doubting what you said, but let's just go over it again. In light of the fact that we agree that this is a jumla ismiya, right? And we agree that a jumla ismiya has a mubtada and a khabar. So now I want to know which word in this sentence is the mubtada and which word is the khabar. Mubtada, let's start with the mubtada. Is what, which word?
I said the
mubtada. Mattab. He says mattab is the mubtada. And what is the khabar?
I said
kabir
is the khabar.
He said kabir is the khabar. So what is the mudarris?
It's not
man'ut,
no.
Huh? Badal? There's no ism ishara here. Huh? He says mudafu ilay. Okay, this is what it is. Mattab, mattabu is the mubtada. We're beginning the sentence with this word. This is the mubtada, the word you begin the sentence with. The one that word, the thing that you want to talk about.
Right.
Mudarris is mudaf ilay.
Right.
And kabir is the khabr. As you have said, kabirun is the khabr. Naam. So what do you want to say about the mattab? That it's large, it's big. Which mattab? Mattabul mudarrisi. Mudafan ilay. Mudarris is mudafan ilay. But the mubtada is mattab. And the khabr is kabirun. Alright? So this is just a review of a jumla ismiya. We're just reviewing some of the grammatical points.
I knew it was a mudaf ilay, but I didn't say it because I think you asked for something about that.
Now, well, you can say it's mudafun ilay, majroor.
Yeah.
The sign that it's majroor is kasra.
Yeah.
Alright? Tayyib. The second part of this sentence, wa makatibu at-tullabi saghiratun. What does this mean? And the desk, plural, of the students, plural, are small. What is the i'rab of saghiratun? It's khabar. It's khabar. If it was a not, that means it would have to be... Huh? Okay. Let's see. Is makatib definite or indefinite?
It's definite.
Is saghiratun definite or indefinite?
Indefinite?
So it can't be a not for makatib, right? So we throw that one away. It's not a not for makatib. Makatib is definite because it's connected to a word in Ibalfa that's definite. So makatib is definite. This is from the rules of Ibalfa. That when a word is connected, the mudaf, whatever word is connected to, it takes on its ruling. If that word is connected to, it's definite, it becomes definite. If that word is indefinite, it becomes indefinite because the mudawfa never takes alif, lam, or tanween, right? So how does it become definite? If it's connected to something that's definite. So, makatib at-tullab, makatib is connected to at-tullab. At-tullab is definite, so makatib is definite. So, sadiratun cannot be a not. So what do we agree it is then? It's khabar. We agree that it has to be khabar then. Okay, so it's khabar. And the mubtada in this sentence is what? Huh? The mubtada is makatib. And at-tullabu is what? Mudafun ilayhi majroor. And the sign that is majroor, alamatu jarrihi kasra. Jayyid. Last question on this sentence here. Last question. If the mubtada is, if the mubtada is masculine, can the khabar be feminine? Walaykum salam. If the mubtada is masculine, and if the thing that we're talking about, the house, al-baytu kabirun, if the house is masculine, can we say al-baytu kabiratun?
No.
No.
No, if the Mubtada is masculine, the Khabar also has to be masculine. Alright? Okay, so here it looks like the Khabar is feminine.
Right.
And Makatib is feminine?
No.
What is Makatib masculine? Huh? It's Mudakkar. Makatib is the plural of what? Mattab. Mattab is Mudakkar. So why is Saghiratun feminine? Huh? Jayyid, somebody's awake in here. Makatib is mudhakkar, but it's a ghayro akil plural. And ghayro akil plurals, the khabar for it, the not describing it, the ism ishara, the damiya pronoun that's referring back to it, has to be feminine singular. Has to be feminine singular. Huh? The i'rab of it? You mean the vowel endings? The case ending is that it's marfu'un. Marfu'un, naam. Well, the reason why it's marfu'un is because in a jumla ismiyah, the mubtada and the khabar are always marfu'un. The mubtada and the khabar are marfu'un. That's a basic rule. The mubtada is marfu'un, khabar is marfu'un. Alright? So we say Saghiratun, it is the Khabr. And it is Marfu'un, because it's the Khabr. And the sign that is Marfu'un is Dhamma. Tayyib. Next paragraph. Third paragraph. Fi faslina asharatu tullabin. Wahum min biladin mukhtalifatin. هذا محمد وهو من اليابان وهذا خالد وهو من الصين وهذا أحمد وهو من الهند وهذا إبراهيم وهو من غانا وهذا إسماعيل وهو من نيجيريا وهذا يوسف وهو من إنكلترا وهذا بيرم وهو من تركيا وهذا عمار وهو من ماليزيا وهذا علي وهو من أمريكا وهذا أبو بكر وهو من اليوناني وهو من اليوناني. طيب, let's look at this carefully. First sentence. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب, meaning in our classroom there are 10 students. جيد, 10 students. In reference to the numbers عشرة طلاب, we failed to mention when we were reviewing the numbers in the beginning of the class today that the ma'adud is mudafun ilayhi, and therefore it's always majroor. But we fail to say that it is always, for the numbers from 3 to 10, it's always plural, jam'. The ma'adud is always plural, jam'. As opposed to the numbers from 11 to 99, we'll see that it won't be a plural. It will be a singular, mufrad number. Okay, so this is a point that we failed to mention. Please keep this in mind when you think about numbers, that the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, the thing that you're counting, has to be in the plural. Because you will see in the numbers from 11 to 99, the thing that you're counting will not be a plural. Even though you're saying 11 or 12 or 13, whatever, it will be a mufrad, singular word, that will be used for the ma'adud, okay? So this is something that we should have mentioned. فِي فَصْلِنَا عَشْرَةُ طُلَّابٍ وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. Alaykum salam. What is the meaning of وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ? They are from different countries. They are from different countries. Naam. Bilad. What is the meaning of bilad? Type. It's the singular of bilad is what? Balad. Balad is masculine or feminine? Masculine. مختلفة, what is its إعراب? It's mu'annath, but it's i'rab in the sentence. What is it? Is it a mubtada, khabar, or what?
No.
Huh? It's a not. Describing what? Bilad. Describing bilad. So why is it feminine? And bilad, huh? Ghayra akil. Ghayra akil. Bilad is mudhakkar, masculine. But it's a, bilad is a plural for ghayra akil. And therefore, plurals for ghayra akil are described with adjectives that are feminine singular. وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ طيب هذا محمد وهو من اليابان هذا محمد وهو من اليابان This sentence here هذا محمد وهو من اليابان هذا محمد وهو من اليابان What kind of sentence is this? جملة اسمية or جملة فعلية? جملة اسمية. Why do we say it's جملة اسمية? Why do we say it's a جملة اسمية? What's the criterion to determine a sentence is جملة اسمية or جملة فعلية? What it starts with? Does it begin with what? A ism or a فعل? This sentence begins with a ism or a فعل? Ism. What ism does it begin with? Hada is an ism then, huh? What kind of ism is it? Ism ishara. Ism ishara. Naam. Hada is an ism. Hada Muhammadun. Okay, where's the mubtada in this sentence? Where's the khabar in this sentence? Hada is the mubtada. What's the khabar? Muhammad, naam. The wow al-atif, this wow, is just adding something more to the sentence. Wow may end, it means adding something more to a sentence. But the original sentence is hadha Muhammadun. Hadha is the mubtada, and Muhammadun is the khabar. This is Muhammad. Is that a complete sense? Naam, that's a complete sense. Now if you use wow al-atif, you can add to that sentence more things, right? You can say and وَهُوَ مِنَ الْيَبَانِي and he is from what? And he is from where?
From Japan.
From Japan.
In this case, how does it become better in this case?
It's no better. Bedel. No, it's not bedel, no. It's not bedel. هذا is the مبتدأ and Muhammad is the خبر. طيب. هو من اليابان. يابان. وهذا خالد وهو من الصين وهذا خالد وهو من الصين and the same thing we say here واو is واو العطف هذا is the مبتدا and خالد is the خبر and the خبر is always مجرور or منسوب and the خبر is always مجرور or منسوب I'm asking a question. Now it's marfoon. Allah. After that, inshallah. The question that we had. The question that we had before that, then. I asked a question. And the question was. Khalid, هذا خالد وهذا خالد وهو من الصين. I said that Khalid, we said that Khalid is the khabar, and I said the khabar is mansub or majrur. I want you to answer any way you like. If I say, is it A, B, or C, you can say none of the above, if you like. No problem. None of the above. None of the above. So what is it? It's marfoon. Why we say it's marfoon? This is one of the rules of the Jumla Ismir. The mubtada is always marfoon. The khabar is always marfoon. Just like in a Jumla Ismir, the fa'il is always marfoon. Okay, so these are three things that are always going to be marfoon. The mubtada, the khabar, and the fa'il in a jumla fi'liya. In a jumla fi'liya, the fa'il is always marfoon. In a jumla ismiya, the mubtada and the khabar is always marfoon. Mubtada is marfoon. Unless it's something that's mabniyun, like hadha is the ism ishara. The ism, the asma ishara, except the muthanna, the duals, the asma ishara mabniyun. So we say it's mabniyun, but it's fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfoon. Okay, because the mubtada and the khabar are marfoon. Shukran. That's for me. Thank you. Don't take it back. I need this. Now, what'd you say? What's the i'rab for the rest of the sentence? The rest of the sentence is that وَهُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ. Maybe we didn't talk about this before, but in any case, we said wa is waw al-atif. Waw al-atif means the waw that, yes, it's a conjunction, it joins something before to whatever is after, okay? As opposed to waw al-qasm. Waw al-qasm means the waw of an oath, like you say, wallahi. That's a different type of waw, right? Waw al-hal means the waw that tells you that something, whatever it was, this was its condition when that which you said before it happened. Tells you the condition of something. What was this condition or situation? Alright? So there are different types of wow. This wow is wow al-atif. Wow al-atif means that you're using it as a conjunction to connect something to something else. So we say, in the i'rab of the sentence, we say, wow is wow al-atif. And huwa, right, is ma'atuf on the sentence before it, meaning it's connected by waw to whatever's before it. Huwa will be the mubtada of the second part of the sentence, and min al-yabani will be ja wal-majroor. The ja wal-majroor together would be the khabar of the second part of the sentence. The ja, the harf jar, and the ism majroor al-yaban together would be the khabar of the second part of the sentence. Okay, that which is ma'atuf on the first part of the sentence is huwa min al-yabani. Huwa, right, will be the mubtada, and min al-yabani together, harf jar and majroor, will be the khabar of the second part of the sentence that's ma'atuf, that's connected to the first sentence. Okay, so we have really, the waw is connecting two separate sentences, connecting them together. Hadha Muhammadun wa huwa min al-yabani. Huwa min al-yabani is a sentence in itself. Huwa min al-yabani. He is from Japan. But this sentence is connected to the first sentence by waw al-atif. Okay, we haven't really talked about this before, but that is the simplest explanation that can be given for this. Fine. After this we have وَهَذَا خَالِدٌ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَهَذَا أَحْمَدُ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. What is the meaning of وَهَذَا أَحْمَدُ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ? الْهِنْد. مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. نعم. This is Ahmed and he is from India. طيب. After وَاوَ الْعَطِف we have هَذَا أَحْمَدُ. What is the i'rab for Ahmadu? What can we say about it? It's a khabar. And the khabar is what? Majroor or mansoob? Marfoon. None of the above. Marfoon, right? Fayyib. Is it definite or indefinite? Ahmed. It's definite. Why is it definite? Because it's a name, a proper noun. Fayyib. Ism alam. It's a proper noun. Didn't we say that masculine proper nouns take tanween and feminine proper nouns do not take tanween? So is this a masculine proper noun or a feminine proper noun? It's masculine, so it should have tanween, right? Why not for Ahmed? Ahmed is special? Oh, Ahmed, he's special, huh? The name Ahmed is special. Is the name Anwar special? What about the name Akbar? Are those also special?
It's a
wazn. It's a wazn af'alu, but here, this is a wazn, this wazn af'alu, it is a wazn that's mamnu min al-sarf, af'alu. As we will see in the next lesson, from the wazns that are mamnu min al-sarf, we will review them, and from amongst them is af'alu. If you have an adjective that's on the wazn, or a noun that's on the wazn of af'alu, then it is mamnu min al-sarf. So even though it's a masculine proper noun, and masculine proper nouns do take tanween, but here, because it's either ala wazn, af'alu, it doesn't take tanween. وَهَذَا أَحْمَدُ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ نعم. وَأَكْبَرُ وَأَنْوَرُ All of them are names that are on wazn af'alu. نعم. Is that the name that was given to him in the Injil? Ahmed. Yeah, it seems like they said that. I don't recall, but yeah, it sounds like that. Yeah, naam. Yeah, you can translate it as most praiseworthy. Naam. Yeah. It's an ism tafdil. It's an ism tafdil. Yani meaning the best of something, or the biggest or something, the most praiseworthy. Naam. It's a different wazn altogether. Yeah, it's different. Yeah, but this is something, this is somewhere else now. Now, it's you're going to make a little difficulty for us here. it is said that it has the meaning, Muhammad has the meaning of continuousness, yani something that's constantly ongoing. So it has a different wazn that brings a different meaning. Naam. Naam. Now, yeah, okay, let's go back to the lesson, because we'll get sidetracked with this and we'll go on and on. Now, okay, alhamdulillah, but it is wazn ism tafdil, yani af'alu, naam. طيب, وَهَذَا إِبْرَهِيمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَا And this is Ibrahim and he is from Ghana. وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَ What can we say about Ismail? In this sentence, وَهَذَا إِسْمَعِيلُ It is the khabar, right? And the khabar is marfu'un, and it's a proper a masculine proper noun. Masculine proper nouns take tanween, but Ismail it doesn't have tanween for what reason?
Non-Arab.
Because it's non-Arab, it's foreign proper noun. Foreign proper noun. وَهُوَ مِنْ نَيْجِيرِيَ وَهَذَا يُوسُفُ وَهُوَ مِنْ إِنْكَلْتَرَى And this is Yusuf, and Yusuf also. Is a masculine proper noun, it doesn't have tanween because it's not originally from Arabic, non-Arabic proper noun. This is one of the categories of names of words that are mamnu min al-sarf, masculine proper nouns that are not originally from Arabic. وَهَذَا بَيْرَمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ تُرْكِيَّ And obviously Bayram is not an Arabic name. وَهَذَا عَمَّارٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ مَلِيزِيَ Here we see Ammarun is a masculine proper noun taking tanween. That means it is an Arabic word originally. وَهَذَا عَلِيٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ And we're going to stop here for a moment. وَهَذَا عَلِيٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ What does this mean, first of all? And this is Ali and he is from? America. What is the Arab of America? Huh? Is it mamnu min al-sarf? No, it's not mamnu min al-sarf. What is the i'rab? Is it the mubtada or the khabar? Or is it the fa'il or the maf'ulun bi or mudawfun ilayya or what?
It's the khabar.
Okay, we say waw al-atif, right? Waw is waw al-atif. Huwa min amrika. Huwa is the mubtada. And the khabar in this sentence is what? Min America together. Min America together. Okay, so what is the Arab of America individually? It's ism majroor because of min. Ism majroor. But the sign of it being majroor is not kasra. Why?
Because
of that alif. Now, what is it called? Anybody remember? Ism maksur. Ism maksur. Huh? That's what he wanted to say. Now, ism maksur. We had that long time ago in lesson 5 or 6 or something. No, it's not broken, no. Maksur means, from qasr, means that it's a special type of word that ends with this alif mamduda, or it could be alif maksura, that right. Doesn't take kasra, doesn't take a dhamma, doesn't... Naam, it does. The vowel ending is not shown. You don't see a vowel ending changing, it remains the same. Okay? So, America, Inkalkara, Faransa, Mustafa, Musa, Isa, all these words end with alif maksura or alif mamduda, and therefore you don't see a change of the vowel. If it's marfoon, you don't see dhamma. If it's majroorun, you don't see kasra. Okay, it's called ism maksur. Alright, so min amrika is the khabar of the sentence. Min is harf jar, and amrika is majroor, but we don't see the sign of the kasra because it's ism maksur. وَهَذَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَهُوَ مِنْ الْيُنَانِ, which means what? Greece. Naam. And this is Abu Bakr, and he is from Greece. طيب. وَهَذَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَهُوَ مِنْ الْيُنَانِ. What is the مُبْتَدَى in this sentence? And what is the خَبَر? هَذَا is the مُبْتَدَى. What is the خَبَر? طيب, Abu Bakr, he says, is the khabar. Anybody want to explain it a little bit differently? Nobody? Everybody agrees? Ajma'a al-ulama, you have all agreed by ijma'a that Abu Bakr is the khabar? What if we say, huh? Okay, it is mudaf ilay. So what does that tell us then? That tells us that Abu Bakr is the khabar. Abu is the khabar and Bakr is mudafan ilayhi. It is a name, naam. But it's a construction, idafa construction. Abu is the khabar and Bakr is mudafan ilayhi. Yani huwa or hadha is the mubtada. And Abu, if you put them together, naam, and together they are a name, that's true. But in terms of the actual structure of this expression, it is mudafun mudafun ilay. So the mudaf is always the part of the structure that is significant to us. And the mudafun ilay is just completing its meaning or giving it fuller meaning. Like if you say the desk of the teacher. What we're really talking about is the desk. But the mudafun ilay is just, it is defining the desk. It's giving us definition or limiting or restricting its meaning. It's not any death, but it's the death of the teacher. So this one, he is the father. The father, he is the father. He's the father of who? The father of the camels. Naam. In any case, if you put them together as one name, you can say that. It is the khabar. But technically speaking, it is mudaf, mudafu ilay. And the mudaf is the khabar and the mudafu ilay is the... in the second part, the bakr is the mudafu ilay. Yeah, Abu Bakr means the father of camels. Yeah, camels.
Oh, okay.
Abu Bakr. Okay, if you put them together and make them one unit, khalas. Hada is mubtada and Abu Bakr is the khabar. But as an idafa construction, the first part of the idafa construction is the khabar, and the second part we say is mudafun ilay, huwa min al-yunan. Okay, the last paragraph, or next to last paragraph on the bottom of the page, this sentence from the next to the last paragraph, now. Min America together, the harf jar and the majroor together is the khabar. Now,
same thing.
In the second part of the sentence, after the waw al ataf, you have huwa min al yunan. Huwa min al yunan is a sentence in itself.
Right.
It's connected by ataf, by waw al ataf, to the first part of the sentence. But huwa min al-yunan is a sentence. Huwa is the mubtada, and min al-yunan, harf jar wal majroor together, is the khabar. Type next to the last paragraph, bottom of the page 114. Hum من بلاد مختلفة. هم من بلاد مختلفة ولغاتهم مختلفة وألوانهم مختلفة. Okay, so what are we saying here? هم من بلاد مختلفة ولغتهم مختلفة وألوانهم مختلفة. What does it mean? They are from different countries. And their languages are different. وَلُغَتُهُمْ Their languages are different. And their colors are different. نعم. هُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. Again, in this sentence, هُمْ is the مُبْتَدَى. مِنْ is حَرْف جَاءَ. بِلَادٍ is اسم مَجْرُور. And مُخْتَلِفَةٍ is what? A not. Describing بِلَاد, which is a غَيْرَ عَاقِلْ plural. So مُخْتَلِفَةٌ is feminine singular. وَلُغَاتُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. Okay, وَعَوَ الْعَطَفِ لُغَاتُهُمْ is a مُبْتَدَى. مُخْتَلِفَةٌ is a خَبَر. Why is مُخْتَلِفَةٌ feminine singular here? Huh? Is it a not or is it a khabar? It's a khabar. It's a khabar, but it's referring to what? To lugat. And lugat is feminine. Aslan. Lugatuhum. I'm saying this part of the sentence. Wa lugatuhum mukhtalifatun. Lugatuhum. Lugat is a plural, but it's a plural for a feminine word. It's aslan feminine. But in any case, it's ghayru aql. It's a plural for ghayru aql. So the not describing it or the khabar that refers back to it should be feminine singular. Should be feminine singular. Even though lugat is plural, but it's plural for what? Ghayru aql. Originally it's feminine, but it's ghayru aql plural. Otherwise, if it wasn't ghayru aql, then the khabar describing that refers back to it should be plural. But the khabar referring back to it is not plural, it's singular. Because lugat is a ghayru aql, is a ghayru aql plural. Lugatuhum wa lugatuhum mukhtalifatun wa alwanuhum mukhtalifatun. And the same thing here, alwan is a mubtada, alwanuhum and mukhtalifatun is a khabar that's referring to alwan. Alwan is mudhakkar, but it's a plural for غير عاقل. What is the singular of ألوان? لون. لون, which means what? Color. So ألوان is plural for مذكر. It's a مذكر, but it's غير عاقل. Okay, go on. Now the last word, going to the next page, is ولكن دينهم واحد. يعني they are from different lands and their languages are different and their colors are different. ولكن دينهم واحدٌ, meaning, but their deen is one. وربهم واحدٌ, and their رب, their Lord is one. ونبيهم واحدٌ, and their Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is one. وقبلتهم واحدةٌ, and their direction of prayer is one and the same. هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. والمسلمون إخوة. And the Muslims are brothers. Their deen is one, their Rabb is one, their Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is one, and their Qibla is one. عليكم السلام. Why? Because they are Muslims. And the Muslims are إخوة. والمسلمون إخوة. Okay, last paragraph of this text. Hada Naam.
Okay, in the structure here, the whole structure and everything, the deen is one, the law is one, and the Nabi Jafar is one. When we said Qiblahum, we said Wahida.
Now, wa Qiblatuhum Wahidatun. Okay, so we said wa deenuhum Wahidun, wa Rabbuhum Wahidun, wa Nabiyuhum Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Wahidun. So why do we say Qiblatuhum Wahidatun? Naam. Huh? I didn't hear what you said. Oh, mu'annath. Wahidatun is mu'annath because it's referring back to qibla. And qibla is mu'annath. It's feminine. Qibla. Qibla ends with tarmabuta, but the tarmabuta was changed to a regular ta because we added a suffix to it.
Right.
But originally qibla as tarmabuta is feminine. Hum muslimun wal muslimun ikhwatun. Alaykum salam. Hada mudarrisuna. What does that mean? This is our teacher. Ismuhu al-Shaykhu Bilalun. His name is Shaykh Bilal. Wa huwa min al-Madinati. And he is from Medina. Wa huwa rajulun salihun. And he is a righteous man. Nahnu nuhibbuhu kathira. We love him a lot. طيب, هذا مدرسنا. هذا is مبتدأ مدرسنا. خبر اسمه الشيخ بلال اسمه يعني اسم is the مبتدأ and who is مضاف إليه مبني في محل جر. What does that mean? اسمه اسم is مبتدأ who is مضاف إليه في محل جر in the place where it should be مجرور but it's مبنيون because the mirrors are all مبنيون. اسمه الشيخ بلال. So اسمه is the مبتدأ and مضاف إليه and شيخ الشيخ is what? The خبر and بلال is what? بلال is بدل. Anyway, we didn't go over this. But in this case, الشيخ بلال is بدل for شيخ. وهو من المدينة and he is from مدينة وهو رجل صالح. And what is the إعراب of صالح?
Not.
And رجل منعوت. نحن نحبه كثيرا. نحن نحبه كثيرا. طيب. This is the end of the text, and inshallah there are three short exercises. After the salat, we'll do these exercises. We'll answer the questions for one and two based on what we just read. Based on what we just read, we're going to answer these questions. Exercise 1, 2, and 3 are all comprehension questions. They're all comprehension questions. Inshallah, after the salat, inshallah, we have a few minutes before the iqama. We can pray sunnah prayers. And after the salat, we will do these three exercises. Inshallah. Tayyib, bismillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'an. We're going to continue, inshallah, here with lesson 21, where we left off at. Okay, before the salat, we had just finished discussing the text for this lesson 21. And as I mentioned at that time, there are three brief exercises for this lesson. Basically, all of them are dealing with comprehension, yani comprehending what we read in the lesson. So inshallah, we're going to look at those exercises now. If you have read the text, if you have read this lesson before for homework, then inshallah, hopefully you have already written down the answers to the questions for these three exercises. But if you haven't written them down, then please try to focus so that we can get through this as quickly as possible. Yeah, it's on. All right. Page 115, Arabic text, lesson 21, exercise number 1. التمرين الأول. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. Okay, question number 1. أين هذه المدرسة؟ أين هذه المدرسة؟ نعم أحمد. هي قريبة من المسجد. Meaning? It is near to the masjid. Okay, number two. Kam baban laha. Naam, Ibrahim. Laha thalathatu abwabin. Meaning? It has three doors. Question number three. Amughlaqatun abwabuha al-ana am maftuhatun. First of all, what is the meaning of this question? It's a little bit tricky question here. Okay, are its doors, the doors of the school, are its doors mughlaqa? Are they locked, closed right now? Am maftuhatun, or are they open? Are the doors, are its doors, the doors of the school, locked or open? Naam. Abwabuha maftuhatun al-ana. Its doors are open right now. Taib, number four. Kam nafidhatan fi hadha al-fasli. Kam nafidhatan fi hadha al-fasli. What's the meaning of the question first? How many windows are in this classroom? Naam. Okay. Fihi nafidhatan kabiratan. It has two big, large windows. Naam, you're right. That's why, you're right. Good. Khalas. Fihi nafidhatan. Sah. Number five. Kam taliban fi hadha al-fasli. Kam taliban. What's the meaning of the question? How many students are in this classroom? Naam. Fihi asharatu tullabin. Wa fi hadha al-fasli asharatu tullabin. Number six. Sitta. أكلهم من بلد واحد أكلهم من بلد واحد نعم لا هم من بلاد مختلفة they are from what? Different countries. They are not from one country. They are from different countries. A lot of different countries. Number seven. Min ayna Abu Bakr? Min ayna Abu Bakr? Naam. Huwa min al-Yunani. Huwa min al-Yunani. Meaning? He is from Greece. Number eight. Min ayna Ahmadu? من أين أحمد؟ نعم. هو من هندي. What's wrong with that answer? No, I mean you're good, but this is slight little problem with it. You said هو من هندي. من ال. هن has ألف لام. من الهندي. من الهندي. نعم. He is from India. Number nine. من أين يوسف؟ من أين يوسف؟ هو من إنكلترا. ترا والشد on the را. من إنكلترا. He is from إنكلترا. What is إنكلترا؟ England. Number 10. من أين محمد؟ من أين محمد؟ هو من الياباني. What is يابان؟ اليابان؟ Japan. Number 11. من مدرسهم؟ من مدرسهم؟ هو الشيخ بلال. هو الشيخ بلال. Number 12. من أين هو؟ نعم أحمد. هو من المدينة. هو من المدينة. جيد. Okay. Some of these answers we may have forgotten because we read it before Salat, right? So no problem. But everybody should be participating in these answers. نعم. التمرين الثاني. التمرين الثاني. ضع هذه العلامة. علامة الصح. يعني the check means that it's correct. أمام الجمل الصحيحة وهذه العلامة يعني علامة الخطأ the X أمام الجمل التي ليست صحيحة in front of the sentences that are not ليست صحيحة not correct. طيب first sentence مدرستي قريبة من المطار. What does that mean? My school is near to the airport. Is that صحيح or خطأ? أو ليست صحيح. نعم, it is خطأ. نعم, ليست صحيحة. So what is correct? نعم, هي قريبة من المسجد. Number two, لها ثلاثة أبواب. لها ثلاثة أبواب. What is the meaning of the sentence? It has three doors. Is this صحيحة or ليست صحيحة? صحيحة. طيب, جملة صحيحة. طيب, number three. أبوابها مغلقة الآن. أبوابها مغلقة الآن. صحيح أم ليست صحيحة؟ ليست صحيحة. So what is the correct? أيوة, أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Number four. مكاتب الطلاب كبيرة. What is the meaning? The desks of the students or the students' desks are big or large. Is that صحيحة or ليست صحيحة? ليست صحيحة. So what is the صحيح? مكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. صغيرة. Number five. مكتب المدرس كبير. صحيح. What is the meaning of مكتب المدرس كبير? The teacher's desk or the desk of the teacher is big or large. This is صحيح. نعم. Number six. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. What is the meaning first? In our class there are 10 students. Is this صحيحة or ليست صحيحة? صحيحة. طيب. Turn to page 116. Number 7. عمار من اليوناني. What is the meaning first? عمار is from Greece. Is this صحيح or ليست صحيح? ليست صحيح. طيب, what's صحيح? عمار من ماليزيا. طيب, so who is from اليونان? من اليونان? Huh? أبو بكر. أبو بكر من اليونان. طيب, number 8. بيرم من تركيا. What is the meaning? بيرم is from Turkey. صحيح أم غير صحيح? صحيح. طيب, number 9. يوسف من ماليزيا. ليست صحيح. What is the meaning first? يوسف is from Malaysia. This is not true. Right. So what is correct? يوسف من إنكلترا. هو من إنكلترا. نعم. Number 10. مدرسنا من المدينة. What is the meaning? our teachers from Medina. Sahiha am laysat sahiha? Sahiha. And what is his name? Ismuhu al-Shaykhu Bilalun. Can you use for or M or Ow? Well, we didn't take that, right? Oh, in book two. Okay. In brief, M is used when you're asking a question where there is a choice between two things, this or that. Ow is used where you have a series of things. Is it this or that or something or other? I saw him here or there or somewhere else. Series of things. But if it's a question where you have a choice between two things, you say M. Otherwise you use Aw. That's the general rule concerning it. طيب, التمرين الثالث, the third exercise. اذكر البلاد الواردة في الدرس من آسيا وإفريقيا أوروبا. Mention the البلاد الواردة, the countries that are mentioned in this lesson, the ones that are from Asia, the ones that are from Africa, and the ones that are from Europa, Europe. Okay, so we have three columns here. Al-Bilad al-Lati fi Asia. Second column, Al-Bilad al-Lati fi Afriqiya. And the third column, Al-Bilad al-Lati fi Europa. Okay, under the first column, Al-Bilad, Al-Bilad al-Lati fi Asia. What can we put under this column? اليابان وصين. What about الهند? الهند. And what else? ماليزيا. ماليزيا إن شاء الله. اليابان والصين والهند وماليزيا. طيب, what about البلاد التي في إفريقيا? غانا. نيجيريا. And البلاد التي في أوروبا? إنكلترا واليونان. واليونان. طيب, as far as the vocabulary, الكلمات الجديدة, we have المكتب. المكتب means what? The table or desk. And its plural, its جمع is مكاتب. Remember that مكاتب is a broken plural على وزن مفاعل, which is ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين. The next word, اللون. اللون means what? The color. جمعه, and its plural is الوان. 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 This word الوان sometimes might trick you. You might think that the alif lam here is for definite article. But how do we know that the word الوان, if you don't know that word الوان, you might think that this word is, the word is wan, and this is the definite article, الوان. But what will make you know that it's not so? The Hamza in Alwan is not Hamza al Wasl, Hamza al Qat. So it can't be the definite article. The definite article in Arabic language is not written with Hamza al Qat. It's Hamza al Wasl. So you're not going to see a Hamza written there if it's the definite article. So once you see that definite, that Hamza al Qat, you know that's not the definite article. Is it clear? Huh? Taib. I hope so. ولكن, ولكن means what? But. ولكن, I want to go with you today. ولكن, but, huh? أنا متعب. I'm tired. طيب, الكرسي, الكرسي means what? The chair. وجمعه, its plural is كراسي, كراسي. And al-qiblatu, what is the meaning of al-qiblatu? The direction of prayer. ذَاكَ, the meaning of ذَاكَ is ذَلِكَ. The meaning of ذَاكَ is ذَلِكَ. Same meaning. ذَاكَ, ذَلِكَ. Okay, this is the end of this lesson. This lesson is really a review lesson to make sure that we have understood what we have been taking in the last lessons from the beginning of this book to the end. And we have a few minutes remaining. Just quickly, we want to just look at the next lesson. And next week, inshallah, we'll take this lesson. But for today, since we have a few minutes, we're going to look at the English key for lesson number 22 on page 56 and 57. Okay, this is the last matter that we're going to be taking in this lesson. There are two lessons remaining in the book, and both of them are dealing with the same subject. Both of them are dealing with the same subject. The patterns of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Wa alaykum salam. The patterns for words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. So this lesson that we're going to take next week, lesson 22, and the following lesson 23, are only dealing with this topic. So this is our last topic before we finish the book. And this topic is really a review topic also. But it's a review of this one subject. Because we had matters related to this subject in different lessons throughout the book. We dealt with this topic in different lessons, different parts of it. So in this lesson, next week, inshallah, we're going to cover everything related to mamnu' min al-sarf that we have covered in this book from the beginning to the end. Alright, so we can see here that we have a list of patterns or groups for words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. Lesson 22, page 56, English key in the back of the book. We have learned several groups of nouns and adjectives which do not have tanween. Several groups. The first thing that we're going to see here, these are not words that are mamnu' min al-sarf, but they don't take tanween for some other reason, okay? Sometimes. As far as the patterns that are mamnu' min al-sarf, then that's a different, there's a different rule related to them altogether. So we'll look at the first thing here. Most nouns and adjectives have tanween, meaning most nouns and adjectives can take tanween. But tanween is omitted in the following cases. From normal nouns that take tanween, the tanween would be omitted in the following cases. Number one, A. When the noun or adjective has alif lam. For example, kitabun, if you put alif lam on it, even though kitab is a normal noun, it can take tanween, right? But if you add alif lam to it, then the tanween has to be removed. So right now we're talking about what? We're talking about nouns that can take tanween. But in certain cases they don't take tanween. When? The first case is when they have alif lam. If they have alif lam, then it can't take tanween in that particular situation. B. When it is mudhafun. For example, kitabun. If you put it in mudhafa with the word bilal, it becomes kitabu bilalin. In this case, kitabu is mudhafun. And the mudhafun never takes alif lam or tanween. So this is a second situation in which a noun that normally can take tanween would not take tanween. This is the second situation. If it has alif lam, and the second situation is if it is the mudhaf, the first part of a construct phrase. The second part of a construct phrase, it can take alif lam or tanween, but the first part cannot. The third case, C, when it is preceded by ya. Ya and nida. For example, ustadun is a normal noun that takes tanween. But if it becomes the munada by placing ya in front of it, then it will not take tanween. So you say ya ustadhu without tanween. So these are three cases when a normal noun that generally can take tanween will not take tanween. It will not take tanween if it has alif lam, if it is the mudhaf, the first part of a idafa construction, or if it is al-munada, after ya and nida. Okay, so these are nouns that do take tanween, but in these three cases, the tanween has to be omitted. It will be removed. Now, those are nouns that normally can take tanween. Now, we'll talk about nouns that do not take tanween. So there are certain nouns and adjectives which never have tanween. They are called diptotes. In Arabic, they are called Al-mamnu'u min al-sarfi. Al-mamnu'u min al-sarfi. We have learned in this book the following groups of nouns and adjectives which are mamnu'u min al-sarf. the following groups. We have already taken previously these groups. The first group is feminine proper nouns. For example, Aminatu or Zainabu. These are what? Feminine proper nouns. And we said the feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Huh? Give me more examples of feminine proper nouns that do not take tanween. Huh? Khadija too. Aisha too. Huh? Fatima too. Naam. Huh? What do you say? I can't hear him. You sitting right next to him. You can't hear him? Oh. Oh, he said Fatima too. Okay, Fatima too. Naam. Most of these names that we mentioned have ta marbuta, which is the sign of femininity, right? What about names that are feminine proper nouns that do not have ta marbuta? Are we having any examples of those? Maryamu. Huh? Zainabu. These are feminine proper nouns also. They do not have ta marbuta, but they are feminine proper nouns, so they don't take tanween. Huh? Oh, Su'ad. Su'ad. Naam. Su'ad. Doesn't have karmabuta, but it's a feminine proper noun. So it doesn't take tanween. So what's the point? Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween, whether they have karmabuta or not. As long as they are feminine proper nouns, names of women or girls, females, then they do not take tanween. That's the first group. Second group, masculine proper nouns ending in ta marbuta. Masculine proper nouns normally take tanween, but if they end in ta marbuta, they do not take tanween, like Hamzatu and Usamatu. And give me another example besides Hamza and Usama. Huh? Muawiyatu. Any other example? Who? No, Muhammad takes tanween. Naam. A different name that has a masculine proper noun that has ta marbuta. That has tarmabuta. Masculine proper nouns take tanween unless they have tarmabuta. Like Usama, like Hamza, like Muawiyah, huh? Like Talha. Talha too. Naam. Talha ends with tarmabuta. Huh? No, Ahmad does not end with tarmabuta. Masculine proper nouns that end with tamarbuta. They have the feminine ending. Okay, masculine proper nouns. Ahmed, it doesn't take tanween, but we're talking about this group. We're talking about masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. Because of that, they don't take tanween. That's the second group. So the first group is what? Feminine proper nouns, all of them. With ta marbuta or without ta marbuta. The second group is masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta. If the masculine proper noun ends with ta marbuta, it doesn't take tanween. The third group, masculine proper nouns ending with Anna, yani fatta alif noon, fatta alif noon, like Ramadanu, Uthmanu. Okay, these are masculine proper nouns, but they end with fatta alif noon. This ending an. So because of that, this wazn, words that end with fatta alif noon, masculine proper nouns, names of men or males. Masculine proper nouns that end with ana, their wazn is mamnu min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. The fourth group, adjectives. Notice I said adjectives. We're talking about adjectives, not proper nouns now. We're talking about adjectives on the pattern of fa'lanu. Fa'lanu. Like kaslanu. Kaslanu. Meaning it has fatta sukun and then fatta alif. Kaslanu, mal'anu. This wazn of fa'lan for adjectives, this wazn does not take tanween. Give me another example on the wazn of fa'lan. Atshan. Atshan means what? Thirsty. Kaslan means lazy. Mal'an means full. Any other example? Huh? Jawan. Jawan means what? Hungry. Huh? I didn't understand. Ta'ban. Okay, ta'ban. Naam. Ta'ban. Naam. Okay, that's adjectives on the pattern of fa'alan. The fifth one, masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu. Masculine proper nouns. Now we're going back to names of males, men's names, proper nouns. We said that masculine proper nouns take tanween, unless they end with tarmabuta, and likewise, if they are on the pattern of af'alu. Like we had in the lesson today, ahmadu. Ahmadu is on the, it's a masculine proper noun, but it's on the pattern of af'alu. So ahmadu, and likewise, anwaru, because they're on the pattern of af'alu, masculine proper nouns on this pattern do not take tanween. Fayyib, number six, adjectives on the pattern of af'alu. Same pattern, but the fifth category are masculine proper nouns, masculine proper nouns. And likewise, adjectives, just adjectives. They don't, not proper nouns, but any adjective that's on the pattern of af'alu is also from those nouns which do not take tanween, like aswadu and ahmaru. Ahmaru. It's not a masculine proper noun, but it's an adjective. And adjectives that are on the pattern of af'alu, like masculine proper nouns on the pattern of af'alu, do not take tanween. So these are six categories. Seventh category, non-Arabic proper nouns. Non-Arabic proper nouns, like Williamu, Londonu, Pakistanu. These are what? Non-Arabic proper nouns. They are proper nouns, names of people or places, but they are not originally from Arabic, therefore they do not take tanween. These are seven categories. And the eighth category is actually composed of four subcategories, or four subdivisions. The eighth category, the following patterns of broken plurals, jam taksir. Broken plurals, not all broken plurals are mamnu min as-sarf, but some broken plurals, those which are on these four patterns of broken plurals are mamnu min as-sarf. The first of them is af'ila'u. Does not take tanween. Af'ila'u. Like what? Like asdiqa'u, which is from what? Sadiq. Aghniya'u, which is from what? Ghani, rich. Aqwiya'u, which is from what? Qawi. Aqwiya'u, from qawi, which means strong. So these, asdiqa'u, aghniya'u, Aqwiya'u are all on the pattern, broken plural pattern of af'ila'u. They're all plurals, broken plurals, on the pattern of af'ila'u. The second broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf is fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. Yani it takes dhamma, fatta, fatta alif, followed by an extra added hamza. So we have, for example, fuqara'u, which is the plural of what? Faqir, meaning poor. Zumala'u, which is the plural of? Zamil, which means? Classmate or associate. And wuzara'u, which is the plural of? Wazir, which means? A minister in the government, for example. All of these, fuqara'u, which takes dhamma, fatta, fatta, alif, and an added hamza. Dhamma, fatha, fatha, alif, with an added hamza. Fuqara'u. And the same thing, zumala'u. And the same thing, wuzara'u. All of these are on the pattern of fu'ala'u. And this pattern, fu'ala'u, is a broken plural pattern that is mamnu' min as-sarf. The third broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf is fa is mafa'ilu. Mafa'ilu. Fatta, fatta alif, kasra. Fatha, fatha alif, kasra. Mafa'ilu. Sometimes this broken plural pattern actually begins with a meme, and sometimes it doesn't. Doesn't always begin with a meme. But the first letter that's added to it, that is represented by a meme here, it could be a meme or it could be another letter. Okay? It has to take fatta. And the second letter takes fatha alif, and the third letter takes kasra. Mafailu. Like masajidu, fanadiku, makatibu. Notice that masajidu and makatibu, both of them do begin with a meme on the pattern of mafailu. But fanadiku does not have a meme in it. But it's the same pattern because it has fatha, fatha alif, kasra. Fanadiq. And this is because this word fanadiq is from what word? Funduk. And funduk originally has four letters. So we don't add a meme here. But if it was a three letter word like masajid, originally is from masjid, which its root is seen, jim, del. So that's why we have the same thing. Makatib, its root is kaf, ta, ba. But the word maktab has a meme already. So that's why the meme is there. And the word masjid has a meme, but that meme is added to the root of the word. But in fanadiq, there's no meme in it, in funduk, in the singular. So that's why we don't have a meme in the plural. But in any case, the pattern is fatha, fatha, alif, and kasra. Ma, fa'il. So we have masajid and makatib, and in the third one is fanadiq. The last pattern, the last broken plural pattern that is mamnu min al-sarf is like the previous one. It's like mafa'il, but it has two long vowels, that is mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. So the difference between the third and the fourth one is the third one has one long vowel, mafa'il, and the second one has two long vowels, mafa'il, mafa'ilu. So we have for this one manadil, which is the plural of what? Mandil, which means a handkerchief. Manadil, two long vowels. Mafatih, which is the plural of miftah. Miftah, which means a key. So you have mafatih, mafatihu. And then we have fanajinu, fanajinu, which is the plural of finjan. Does anybody know what finjan means? A cup, like a coffee cup with a little handle on it that you hold. Coffee cup. Fanajinu, which is the plural of finjir. Fine. So these are in the resin of mafa'ilu, and all four of these groups of broken plural patterns are mamnu min al-sarf. So we have eight different categories here. The eighth one has four subcategories, and on the next page, just a brief note, on page 57, it says, note that atibba'u is originally atbiba'u, atbiba'u, from tabib. It's at, on the wazn of af'ila, it is atbiba'u. But because there's two ba's in this word originally, from tib, ta-ba-ba, so one of them is merged, and instead of saying at bi ba, we just put in a shadd on one of them, and we're moving the kasra from one of those ba's, we're moving it to the ta that has sukoon. We're putting that vowel there, and we're making a shadd on the ba. And this is, yani, just a exception to the normal rule. I mean, it is a little deviation from the normal rule. The original wazn is af'ila, but here originally it should be af-bi-ba, but we put a shadda on one ba and move the vowel from one of them to the ta that originally should have a sukoon, and it becomes atibba'u, atibba'u. Alright, so this is just a note here, which is the derivation of words. This is from sarf, and we're not studying sarf right now, we're just studying the grammar, so we'll leave this as just a note. Okay, this is because of what? The assimilation of the two ba's, the form has been slightly changed. Okay, so this is what we're going to be dealing with next week. And next week, inshallah, if somebody remind me, we'll look at the vocabulary. Well, we still have a minute, so we'll look at the vocabulary right now quickly. Baghdad is what? The capital of Iraq. Jeddah or Jeddah is what? There's a Medina in Saudiya, a city in Saudiya, seaport city, Naam. Huh? Grammar, yes. That's what we're taking in this class. We're dealing with grammar. Finjanun, finjan is a what? A teacup or a coffee cup. And its plural is fanajin, which is a broken plural pattern of mafa'il. Then we have daqiqatun, which means a minute, and its plural is daqa'iqu. And daqa'iqu is also a broken plural pattern on the wazn of what? Now, it has a mean in the pattern. Mafa'il, mafa'il. Manadilu is the plural of mindilun, which is a kerchief or a handkerchief. And this manadil, broken plural pattern, is what? Mafa'il, with two long vowels. Mafatihu is the plural of miftahun, which means a key. And this broken plural pattern also, mafatihu, is what is this broken plural pattern? Mafa'ilu. Naam. Qalat is the feminine of qala. Qalat means she said, as opposed to qala, which means he said. Ahmaru is red. Azraqu is blue. Akhdaru, green. Aswadu, black. Asfaru, yellow. Abyadu, white. And all of these are colors. They are from the broken plural, from the patterns of mamnoom and sarf, which are adjectives on the wazn of af'alu. Adjectives on the wazn of af'alu are mamnoom and sarf. And likewise, masculine proper nouns on that same wazn are mamnoom min sarf, like ahmadu and anwaru and so on. Alright, so this is what inshallah we'll be doing in the next class. This is lesson 22. It's the last grammatical lesson that we'll be taking. And lesson 23 is just a continuation of lesson 22, which has just a minor point. But inshallah, this is the last grammatical point we'll be taking in this lesson, Mamnu'a min al-Sarf. There are 8 categories here. The 8th category has 4 subdivisions. Each one of these categories you have to memorize. So if you see any word that comes under these categories, you will know that it's mamnu' min al-sarf. If it doesn't have any voweling, you will know that when you read that word, you do not read it with tanween. Or if you see that word without tanween, you will know why it doesn't have tanween. And you will also know why, if it's majroor, it doesn't take kisra. Because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. So you have to learn these categories. Between now and next week, try to memorize these categories. If you didn't already memorize them, because we studied them in past lessons. But now they came all together in one lesson. Try to memorize them, go over them. The ones that you already know, alhamdulillah, skip them and go to the ones you don't know. If you memorize one every day, inshallah, starting today, by next week you will have 8. If you already know them, alhamdulillah, you have a free week. Okay, the homework is right after exercises that we did in class today. We had 3 exercises. Review that text that we had in lesson 21 today. Go back and review the numbers from lesson 19 and 20, and go back and look at what غير عاقل plurals and other things that we had in the past, because we're almost finished now. So please take advantage of this week to try to review some of the things that we have had recently and other things that we've had in the past. And next week, inshallah, we will finish lesson 22, and depending on how long it takes us, we might do lesson 23. Allahu alam. If we don't, then the following week we will finish the book بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.